Anybody here have time, chances of spending time with Ajahn Taniwara? Past a while?
No.
Wondering if you'd like to share any of your experiences with them.
Could you ask me maybe more specifically?
I was just curious as to know, like, what was it like in person, or you know, if there's any particular teachings he gave you, or anything to learn from them.
I think one thing I found in either in paying respects to Ukubo Ajahn or spending a longer period of time with one, like with Ajahn Panyabhava, is that, like, the Dhamma is always the Dhamma, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, like asking particular bodhis, you know, what should I do? Asking for some sort of, like, key or, like, you know, secret answer. And it's always the same, you know. Practice mindfulness. Find a way to be in the present moment. And it's never anything else, you know, it's never anything else other than the teachings we always hear over and over again. And I think with Ajahn Panyabhava, one thing that's so special is, you know, different people are drawn to different teachers because different teachers present the Dhamma in different, not in different ways, but the way that they articulate it, the way that they present it, does differ slightly. It's almost like a translation, a particular translator. And I think Ajahn Panyabhava is especially skilled in that. I mean, it's similar to Ajahn Mahabhua's writings and teachings. I find in that there's so much in, like, in that reading that we just heard, there's, you could take every paragraph or every sentence, and it's almost like a fractal. You could contemplate it for the rest of your life. There's so many different aspects. And particularly with these two teachers, that's something that I found. So that's one thing that I think is special about Ajahn Panyabhava, is just, it's so deep and vast and profound, his presentation. And at the same time, some parts are so simple. It's so obvious when he says it. It doesn't seem like anything special, but somehow it's just like, oh, okay, of course. And I guess the other thing that comes up is, like, similar to other Kubhajas as well, is that there's something very, very powerful about a being who embodies the teachings. Like an actual example of the teachings in the flesh, right in front of you. That no book or Dhamma talk, or other person talking about the Dhamma, can replace. And I don't, maybe on paper it's like that shouldn't be so powerful or effective, but for me, and I'm sure for others as well, it's life-changing. It's like proof, and, you know, right in front of you, that the teachings, like Ajahn Panyabhava said in the beginning of the talk, is that the Sila Samadhi Panyaya works, and many people have used it, and they've gotten good results from it. It's like a very simple way of saying it, but for some reason, for me, that has such a profound effect, being so afflicted by doubt, you know, to have someone say, no, it does work. And to have somebody who is living proof that it works as well, saying that. And nothing else really comes to mind at the moment.